We'll be right back to Blues Before Sunrise in just a bit, but we've got some special live music in the studio right now, taking over the airwaves. Courtney Yasmine is back here in Grand Marais. She's going to be playing at 7 p.m. at the Wonder Bar tonight, and I'm excited to bring her back on the air here. How are you, Courtney?
Thanks, Will. I really appreciate your doing this, and I'm feeling great. I love being up here.
Good. You picked a great day to come up because it's totally warm and perfect outside. Last time you were up here, you were here with Rob Genetic, and I heard that you guys just did a tour around Europe not too long ago.
Well, we've done a bunch of tours around Europe, and actually we leave again in September.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot going on there, and we've also done like we've done a ton of touring, let's just put it that way, lately. And I've done also some, I did a solo tour to down to Texas and up through the Southwest in March. So I don't know, I've been moving around trying to, spread the word.
Right. So you're from Minneapolis originally, or you're from Chicago originally.
I'm from Chicago originally, yeah. And then when I was 17, I ran away from home.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to northern Minnesota because that's where Bob Dylan was from.
Can you recount that story? I remember you mentioning that last time.
Well, so we just exchanged my first novel that came out, I guess, a year and a half ago? Mm-hmm. And the novel is a girl named Sydney who I try to like use her as a character to tell my story that I left Chicago as my parents were not behaving well. And I went to my grandpa's cabin. My grandpa had died and the cabin was empty up on Lake Vermilion. And I mean, this was 1978, so it wasn't like glamping. It wasn't glamping. The Wonder Bar.
Sorry, Wonder Bar.
I'm going to Wonder Bar glamping tonight, so I thought of that word, but this was not glamping at all. And actually, I could play, as my first song, I could play for you the song that I wrote to try to explain the story that goes with the book.
Right, let's do that, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the book after that.
Okay. So I wrote this song, it's called Gone Away, and in parentheses it says Married to Bob Dylan. And I wrote this song, it says on the literature for my new album, it says that the song was written in 2004, which I'm not sure if that's really true, that might be a lie, but it was a long time ago. And the new album I have coming out has this one song of mine and a bunch of covers from that time period, well, from the time period that I was up at the cabin mostly.
To be a distraction from the cold winter's nights. I came out from Chicago when there was nothing left to save. I up and stole my daddy's car, drove by the Northern Star, looking for salvation and a place to lay my head. Gone away. Nothing gained, gone away, gone away. I came out in the summer, but the winter soon set in the homestead of my grandfather with the ghosts of my ancestors. I reckoned with my sins. My grandfather, he had died and left the place to me. A native found him years ago, face down in the blinding snow. His ghost, it hovered over me when the winds howled round the door. Gone away, gone away. My home, my family, and my fate. Gone away, gone away. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Gone away, gone away. skipping and Virginia. I played from bar to bar. I would sing the harmony. No one heard Bob's voice but me. Knowing he was there gave me the courage to set me free. I tried not to look back. I switched my rail to another track. I left my family far behind, and none of them got out alive. The songs were my companions when the loneliness set in. Tell me lies, tell me lies. I don't care who they were written for. Those lines should all be mine. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Your words all glowed like burning coal, and I was on my knees, you know. My heart aches for you still, you know. Ha ha. Boom 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 boom. When I was only 8 years old, my grandfather, God bless his soul, said, "Little girl, take a tip from me. Wear your heart upon your sleeve. When your love goes, hold on to what's not yours to keep. Gone away, gone away. My home, my family, and my fate. Gone away, gone away. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Bop, 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 bop. Burn it all in the fire we made. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Only goodness will remain."
Courtney Yasmine playing live on the air here. Autobiographical story in that song, and one you can also find in her book called A Girl Called Sydney. The first one, The Coldest Place. And I think it's interesting. Why did you choose to tell this story through a character rather than, like, you know, making an autobiography of what you've done?
Well, the first time I tried to write that book, it was 500 pages long, and it was a memoir, mm-hmm. and it threw everybody I knew under the bus. It was like kind of bitter and mean about my family and stuff, and it was sort of more like self-pitying, I think. And I actually got a book deal for it, and I got cold feet, and I decided that it shouldn't be published. I think it would have damaged some already like very tender relationships that were healing. Like, my mom and I are really close now, and I think we might not be if I had published that version. So that was like 15 years before, and then I didn't do anything about it, and I just thought, oh well, I'm not going to be a writer. I'll just keep singing and doing my songwriting. And then this publisher in Chicago actually approached me saying that we've heard that you had a manuscript, and we think it's interesting that you'd be like a songwriter, touring songwriter, and also publish novels. And I said, "I have a manuscript, but you can't have it." And they said, "Well, could you make one that you could give us?" And I was like, "Yeah, how long would it take? Like, when do you need it?" And they were like, "Well, maybe in like 6 weeks." So I wrote this one in 6 weeks.
Wow.
And it's a girl named Sydney who obviously is based on me, but I could tell it more like an adventure story, and I could keep it like kind of more fun a little bit. I think it's a very exciting story, and it reads really fast, and it's quite a bit shorter, and I'm not in any trouble with anybody. Except maybe Bob Dylan, but
I think he's, yeah, it'd be funny if he ever picked up a copy of this and found out.
Well, I'm working with someone who knows him really well now on this new record that I'm putting out.
Oh yeah.
So the new record I'm putting out all came to be because of the book that song I just sang called Married to Bob, that song, I started singing it again when I hadn't sung that song in a long, long time. But it explains the book really well. So I started using that song more, and then people would say, well, can we hear that song? You know, can we buy mm-hmm. that song on any of your records? And it wasn't on any of the current records. And then I started remembering all these old songs from like that time period from when I was living up north and stuff. And I started singing some of those for my fans. So now this record is that one song of mine and then a whole bunch of songs that I like learned about being a songwriter from.
Right. So you mentioned it's a cover album mostly.
It's almost all cover songs that I sang when I was younger, when I was learning how to play guitar and stuff.
Well, does it have a title yet?
It's called Songs from the Road. It's called Courtney Asmine Songs from the Road. And then it says something like a songwriter's anthology or something like that.
Okay. So cool. You've got a lot of stuff coming up. You mentioned earlier that this new one is coming out in September, and then there's more books on the way as well.
Yeah, so we never said that, but it's supposed to be a 4-book series, and book 2 is all written, and I love book 2. I'm really excited about it. The publisher is a very small publisher out of Chicago, all female publisher, by the way, and they just haven't been able to afford to put it out yet. We're just kind of hoping that we can sell enough of this first one now so the second one can come out. So okay. I don't have a date yet, but you know, that's the humble realities of life.
Right. And I know you also, apart from writing stuff like this, you've got a blog going as well. That's really interesting.
Yeah. The daily blog. The daily blog has become like, I kind of wanted to only do it for 1 year. So I've tried to quit now a couple times because I've been doing it for a year since March, but this is July and I didn't want to keep going, but I'm really pleased that some people have begged for me to keep doing it. I mean, that's, you know, more than you could even hope for in life with your stuff that you write. So I'm continuing it. I miss a day now and then, but I really try to get down to it about what it's like to try to be a full-time artist, which like 3 years ago, I decided just full-time do this and make it work financially. And I've told, you know, the shocking, terrible truth of what that looks like, but it's starting to get better and better. So that's cool.
Courtney Yasmine is joining me on the air right now. She's going to be playing at 7 p.m. not too long from now at Wonder Bar, just across the street from the station here. Let's do another song.
Okay, so I've been saying that my grandmother bought me a guitar when I was 8, and this is one of the very first songs I ever learned. I thought that the words to this song were so important, and now I still do, and so this will be on the new record. It's originally written by a man named Danny Whitten from the band called Crazy Horse that was Neil Young's band, yeah. And then it was recorded famously by the great Rod Stewart. I can tell by your eyes that you've probably been crying forever. And the stars in the sky don't mean nothing to you. They're a mirror. Yeah.
stay here, won't you listen to my heart? Oh, my heart.
Courtney Yasmine here, live on the air, covering a cover of a cover,
yeah,
from Rod Stewart to Crazy Horse there. And I forgot the name of that song. What was it called?
I guess it's called I Don't Want to Talk About It.
Hmm.
It's that's not a very good title, right? Doesn't it seem like it needs
it sounds
better...
like someone's just being like defiant, like, no, I'm not going to tell you this.
Or like if you said to me, what's the name of that song, Courtney? And I go, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
Right. So it's weird, but I can't think of a better thing for it to be called, and I think that is what they call it. So
yeah.
What are you going to do?
We talked a little bit earlier about your blog, your daily blog, and I thought it was really funny that you said, like, you tried to quit and then you couldn't. Like, it's becoming a thing. I was reading it earlier, and you had a really good post about, like, the importance of failing sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was a really cool thing to write about.
Thank you. Other people up here today have mentioned that post to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have really been a good one. Yeah. I can't remember exactly what it said or anything, but I think the idea was that, it happened to me just now. Honestly, it's happening right in this radio show, because I feel like as I'm starting to have, like, the brand of Courtney Yasmine is more recognizable to some people, then I feel there's a lot more pressure. Like, I used to show up and anywhere I'd go, nobody had ever heard of me anyway, and no one was coming to the show. So I didn't really care. I did care the whole time, but I just kind of knew that it didn't have to be that great because no one was listening and no one cared. And it's like a fear of success and a fear of failure at the same time. Because, like, if you start succeeding, then people do pay attention, and you can't just... at least to me, it feels like now I can't just, like, goof off anymore. And also, there was another thing in that post I remember about, like, that I'm a mother of three kids in their 20s. And one of my daughters has decided to, like, blame me for some stuff that happened to her when she was a teenager, as kids will do. You know, I did that to my mom really bad. And now I'm like, oh, my God, I always thought I was a really great mom. And now it turns out I was a bad mom. But my mom, I always told her she was a bad mom. So now I've been saying to my mom, like, Mom, you were a great mom. I'm not kidding. You really were. Like, I totally have. So there's something really good about failure, bad things happening, being humbled, and still having to do a good job. Like, just now my voice is, for some reason, suddenly got hoarse when I got here. And I'm, like, all freaked out about it. And whatever, right? We're making it work.
Well, like you said, feeling that dual, like, fear of success, like, how do you overcome that? Have you found a good, like, headspace to be in to help with that? Or
I think the thing is that you can't get, I mean, I'm sure, like, Bob Dylan, I'm sure that the people who have enormous names and reputations to live up to, I'm sure they have to find a way to live with themselves. You know, there's aging and there are mistakes and there are, like, Bob Dylan's put out bad albums that, I mean, maybe none of them were bad, but
when you put out 90 albums, some of them are going to be bad.
Yeah. Sometimes the critics totally, like, were like, well, he's washed up. Mm-hmm. It seems like you have to not get caught up in what other people are starting to think about you. I guess that it just comes down to that. You just have to, I want to stay the person who I started out being, which is, like, no one wanted me to play songs. No one thought I was any good. And I was just like, I'm going to do this. I know I can do it. And that was a great attitude to have, because I don't, no matter how many mistakes I made, everybody thought I was terrible anyway. So So I kind of had to stick with that attitude.
Yeah. Well, sounding good right now. I'm liking your performance right now. Courtney Yasmine is here with me. She's playing at the Wonder Bar at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Let's do another another song.
Maybe I should do this first. I want to do this song from my most recent album. That's The High Priestess and the Renegade.
Yeah.
Which is the album that has done the best so far. It has taken me the furthest of any of my eight albums, supposedly. I'm not really sure if eight is correct, but that's what people are saying, so okay. This song is called The Remedy for... And that's not a great title either, because there are other songs called that. But it talks about trying to succeed and what attitude you have to have. And maybe the definition of what is success anyway, right? Oh, wait, I have to say something. In Grand Marais, there's a really great guy named Buddy, and Buddy likes this song. So, Buddy, this one's for you. I'll see you at the show.
But he's got good taste in music. If he likes it, you know it's good. Courtney Yasmina here with Remedy. That's from her latest full-length album, High Priestess and the Renegade. She's joining me on the air right now. Going to be playing at 7 o'clock at the Wonder Bar. And I really like that song, too, because as soon as I saw your name on the Wonder Bar calendar, that doo-doo-doo went in my head.
Like, really?
I remembered it.
Oh,
it was,
that's
it was
great.
Really good.
Must have for Buddy too, I guess, because he always sings that part.
Yeah, he remembers everything. I wanted to ask you about some shows coming up. Well, first I wanted to ask about one that I saw already happened. You went to this 5-watt radio place. What is that? I was very curious on what that was.
Yeah, 5-watt radio is, first of all, it's a man named Caleb Garn, G-A-R-N. Okay. And Caleb Garn started 5-watt coffee on Nicolette in Minneapolis, and then he's branched out and he's got, I don't know, 2 or 3 more 5-watt coffee stores in Minneapolis. So they're just like fun coffee shops. But he started having live music in a couple of them, and then he opened up this biggest one, I think. I mean, here I am talking about Caleb Garn like I'm an expert, so I mean, I don't know, but Caleb, if you're listening, whatever, you come tell your story yourself. But he started a bigger store on East Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis, and he started this thing called Radio 5-Watt, and that store coffee shop actually has a stage, and they're broadcasting as a like an internet radio or like a podcast or I don't know exactly what vehicle they're using, but it is like their version of like a radio station. And they have it set up like a booth or like a desk of a radio station. And, you know, they're just kind of going rogue. And now they've started actually having these like Radio 5-Watt Presents. And that was the show that I just did a couple nights ago.
That sounded just really fascinating to me when you said it was like great. A coffee and radio combo. That's like my two favorite things.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. But it was great. And they are definitely doing something new and fun, you know, which is nice.
Where else are you headed after this, or what's coming up through the summer other than the new record?
Well, so there are two more times that I come up north. Mm. One is next week. I won an award in Ely, Minnesota for On the Strength of the High Priestess and Renegade book, record and the new book, the Sydney book. I submitted those two things, and I won as the artist of 2019, the artist of the year for this place called the Tofte Lake Wilderness Center.
Wow.
And so they're giving me a cabin in the first week of September just for myself, just like to have like an artist retreat, which is very exciting for me because I don't get to come up here and do that, which is so great. But also I'm putting on a concert for them. And it's open to the public, so it'll be at the Tofte Lake Center right outside of the town of Ely. And I'm also playing at a bookstore in Ely next week. So two things in Ely next week. And then there's also, I think it's Silver Bay, right?
That's, yep.
In Silver Bay, I'm playing a house concert in a huge, like, log mansion, like, the first week of August.
Wow.
And that's also, like, semi-open to the public. Like, if you really want to go, you can send me a message on my website and I can probably get you in. So those are a couple of big things that are happening.
Well, congratulations on the award. That sounds super fun to
Thank
do.
Thank you.
And there's going to be a lot of driving, but I know you love it up here. So that sounds like fun.
Right. I mean, 3 weekends out of the summer to drive up here is just like what most people do anyhow. Right. So I'm cool with it.
Courtney Yasmine is my guest right now. Thank you for coming on, Courtney. She's going to be playing just about an hour and a half here across the street from here at Wonder Bar. Let's do one more song.
Okay, so like I said, I'm going back to Europe in September. It'll be the 13th tour that I've done in the past 10 years in Europe. And I get to bring my band because I had enough money finally to pay for their plane tickets again this time. I've been going just like as a duo, but this will be at least a trio. So we're excited about that. And so here's the song that's kind of my manifesto. It's from the Wake Me Up When It's Over record that is available everywhere. And I'll have that record at the show too. That yellow one. It's the very first song, I think. It's called Ballad to My Other Self. Call and tell me all the things you've done since you went away. I'm afraid I'm being left behind. I can listen, but I have so little to offer. I see a chasm widened between us. Makes me lonely to see you move on. It's the way of the world, and maybe they're right when they say you can never go home again. I was caught up in a different time. My heroes have all been picked apart by people more savvy than me who say they know what it's all about. I want to break loose from this life and all the pain that comes with it. Makes me a puppet, makes me a pauper, another gold miner for their love. Faces come, faces go, nothing matters but the songs we wrote. God, give us the courage to get back out there and live a little more. I'll meet you in London, we'll go back to Paris. We both loved Amsterdam, and all I know is if you can sing it with a guitar, it's all that matters.
Awesome. From Courtney Yasmine. What was your favorite place to play in Europe?
Oh, man. I guess there are two places. One place called Café Bizon in Brussels that is just like beautiful old bar. Not like a dive bar, but not like a fancy bar either. Just very, very old. Like it's been a bar since like the 1600s or something.
Oh, wow.
And it's just great. So I would say that's one of my very favorite. When that place is full, like crammed full, like sardines, that place is a blast.
Yeah. That was called Ballad to My Other Self. And you can hear that song and more tonight at 7 at the Wonder Bar. And thanks again, Courtney, for coming on.
Thank you, Will. I really appreciate it.
We're going to turn things back over to Blues Before Sunrise here on WTIP.